everyone has a conscience. You don't have to be a Christian to have a conscience, obviously. All of us know that the conscience sits in judgment on all of our actions and tells us, hey, you violated what you know to be right. The word con means with, and then science means knowledge. So conscience means knowledge along with us that reminds us when we have violated a standard. So obviously the conscience can be molded, it can be shaped. Oftentimes what people don't realize is that you are responsible only for what you have done, not what others have done to you. And also, Satan even likes to remind us of our past, even if it has been forgiven. So once the past is past, God has forgiven us, we may think about it, it may influence us, but it certainly should not define us. Because after all, we have a new allegiance. Our conscience has been cleansed, not just forgiven, but cleansed, and we can move on from there.
What would you say to the person who has been so wounded in their past that they're afraid to trust God or other people?
You need a number of things. First of all, you need friends who are willing to stand with you and walk with you on your journey. But number two, you have to understand that the Bible does say that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up those who are wounded. As you look at Jesus on the cross, who himself was so unjustly treated, we have to see that, and we have to see that in Jesus and his wounds, we too can be healed from emotional wounds. You know, and it may not be total, and you have to encourage people by saying, did you know that you don't have to get all this together before God can use you? But move toward God, embrace him, come before him, spill out your heart, tell him about your disappointment, your anger, your sense of frustration, the guilt and the shame that you don't deserve. Lay that all out before the Lord, pour it out like a glass of water onto a parched desert, and God will begin the healing process because God knows you, God loves you, and what God wants from you is your ability to trust him, because faith is so precious to God. And he has set up, obviously, you have circumstances in which your faith is sorely tested, but at the same time, you can bring honor to God where you are, but come toward him. Don't push him away.